You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back. Chucky's come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com. And you can join their team today. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville and Eric Bickle. And joining us right now on the Rude guest hotline. Rude's the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. It's our pal Rick Snyder from Rick Snyder's Washington. What's going on, Rick?
Oh, just getting ready for more football again. Doesn't that sound weird? But here we go.
Already? How so?
OTAs are next week.
So
couple weeks of that, mini camp, you know, it never ends.
Right. So will you be out there?
Yeah. I'll be out some.
And then could you really glean? I know we've talked to you about it before, and you've been doing it a long time. So, you know, I'm sure you have gleaned some things through the years, but isn't it hard in those OTAs, et cetera?
Yeah. I mean, especially linemen, you know, because they're just pushing and shoving and not hitting each other. But you can see, you know, things like tight ends really tell me something. You can see the preciseness. You know, last year, Jaden, the thing that really impressed me about Jaden is the ball is never on the ground, ever. It's, you know, such a high completion everywhere. And I noticed that right away. But you notice who's into it, who can absorb things. And you can also see who's not a ball player. That becomes obvious, too. I mean, sometimes, like Brandon Sheriff, one day I say he's not a tackle, he's a guard. If I see that, what are they doing? You know, and they did move him a guard. So you do get some glimpses of things.
What is your take on, by the way, just since we're talking about him, what is your take on Sinnott? You know, like, a lot of people want to kind of give up on him after, you know, kind of a lackluster year. But my take is Ertz did just so much more than they ever expected that he wasn't really given that many opportunities. I wouldn't write him off at all yet.
Oh, Ertz is a baller, man. You keep this guy.
Yeah.
Is he perfect? He's a little slower than he used to be. He used to kill the Redskins.
Right.
But Ertz, what they did last year, I thought was a master class in coaching on several levels. And one of the keys was they said, hey, Jaden, you be you. Don't worry about leading this team as a quarterback. We got other guys. One of those guys was Ertz. Ertz will beat your butt in practice. They'll torment your soul. I watched him all the time. And that kind of guy lifts everything up to what they were doing. I'd keep him another year, absolutely.
I mean, that's fine, but you don't draft Ben Sinnott 53 overall to catch five balls and just be a blocker. Like, he has to take some steps and strides in year two.
Should be a transition between the two. You know, I mean, you took Ertz for 1 year. You hoped he maybe was good enough to do two. You got that. But do you go another year past this year? Probably not. So, I mean, if you think Sennett's good enough, but this coach will play people who are good enough. So why isn't he on the field? There's the question.
All right, so what are you hearing about the stadium? We had that big announcement a couple weeks ago, and now there's been a lull.
All right, let's cut all the way to the end of this. Right now, I think it's a 7-4 vote for, okay? And then you got two votes left, and they can go, well, if I had to vote for it, I would, but I don't have to. So I'm going to vote against it and tell everybody I'm the tough guy who, you know, was for voters. So that would make it 7-6. 7-6 wins approval. Even if it's a 6-5, you know, they're not going to vote it down. It'll still be a 7-6. It's going to be a 7-6, just like Nats Park. The question is, favors have to be met. Things have to get done. But eventually, it's going to be a 7-6 vote.
When is the vote?
When? Well, you know, part of this, it's tied into the mayor's budget, which hasn't shown up yet. And all these people go, oh, no, they're going to miss the July 15th deadline to approve the stadium deal. Yeah, who cares? That date, you can just change the date. You know, that's not a big deal, even though people like to make it out to be, because people want this done. It's not like you got to pay. You don't even have to pay your taxes on April 15th if you don't really want to. I do. But, you know, you can get extensions. That's not a big deal. So it might be late summer, because there's a lot of vetting that goes into all of this, a lot of money. Why the mayor is so late, because, the federal government pulled back $100 billion on them or whatever. So that's caused a trickle effect on this whole thing. But it won't change anything as far as when everything gets done in the end. It's just paperwork.
Rick, am I a crazy person for going through the Commanders 2025 schedule that was released? I believe that was last week. And somehow I found 13 wins on that 17-game schedule. Is that crazy? I mean, they won 12 games last year.
Yeah, you're crazy. But, I mean, having said that, I put down 11, and that was surprising to me even. You know, it's a hard schedule, man. Every week, you're placing somebody hard. Right. And you got a lot of tough trips. They've got 5 road games that basically they'll come back to the park about 5 a.m. on Monday morning, so that blows your Monday. Traveling all night. So the logistics, they travel the 10th most, and that's the Madrid game too. Not an easy schedule, but you know, if you're in, it's like Buffalo in a way. Look how good Buffalo's been the last 5-8 years. Can't punch through. Been a good team, just can't quite get there. That's a challenge that Washington faces with those type of schedules.
Talking to Rick Snyder from Rick Snyder's Washington. You can follow him on Twitter at @Snide_remarks. One of the things you talked about in the last week was the stadium and the bouncing stands. How important do you think that is for the ownership and the fans?
Yeah, I saw that the team president mentioned, oh, the owners want bouncing stands. Who's been talking about that for a long time? Me. I always said, find a section, get the hydraulics out. You'll charge more for it. And it'll recapture some of that old RFK fund they had. And obviously, the owners I do know watch my videos, I'd say. Yeah. They've told me. So I think it's a great thing. It's nostalgia. It didn't have to be the whole place. But, you know, the old bouncing stands were because they were temporary baseball bleachers. So they weren't cement. You know, so that's how they could bounce. I think people, they'll do it. They'll enjoy it. The new stadium, you know, they're going to have a glass, you know, west end zone where you can see the Capitol. You can't see the Washington Monument like the pictures. It doesn't line up that way, but whatever. That's just details. You know, it's going to have a roof. I don't have any problem with that. People are like, why, you want to sit out there in 20 degrees? You got to remember, this new stadium is not going to be for the average Joe anymore. The new stadium's for the rich folks in town. And the average Joe is going to be going to one or two games. They can't afford it. The PSLs are going to be backbreakers. This is K Street lawyer stuff. That's a real shame. I think it's wrong, but that's the NFL. Did you see where San Francisco sold a valuation yesterday of making their team $8.6
billion? Wow.
Yeah. So when you do this kind of money, these people want their money back. And it's going to be a shame. It's going to be a beautiful place that you go to once in a while.
Rick, are there other stadiums that have like built-in sort of hydraulics so that the stadium can rock, or would that be unique?
I guess I'm a visionary on this. I don't know anybody else who does.
Right.
But I know, you know, come on, hydraulics, you can't do this in a $4 billion stadium. You can't put one or two sections there. I know they can. Now, the question is, Are you trying to rely on nostalgia and history too much? Should we be going forward instead? And it's going to be a beautiful place. I know they're going to have a Hall of Fame section concentrating on the past, which the, probably next to the gift shop, but it's going to be nicer than anything people expect. So they're going to cash in on that. They should. But there's no going back to RFK like it was back then. Very few people sat in those stands in 96 are still going to go to games in 2030. You know, it aged out. So it's a new era. So you do take a little bit of a nostalgia risk with the bouncing stands, but the owners appreciate that point, and I think that's what they want to do.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Why can't you have a nod to nostalgia? Nothing wrong with that at all.
It's just, you know, Joe Gibbs isn't 43 anymore and coming back to coach this team. It's going to be a whole different vibe. Everyone's going to be new. The stadium will be beautiful. It's going to do all these great events in town. This is a win-win for everybody. You know, the council just has to play politics about who's for it. But as long as they have a majority vote, that's all that matters.
All right. I know that you've pontificated here. I haven't clicked the video yet, but about the tush push, give us your position on it.
So I basically said, why outlaw something they're doing well? They're doing it well. It's up to you to stop it. If you can't stop it, then it sucks for you. But you shouldn't take away a weapon. Vince Lombardi had three plays, sweep left, sweep right, and go straight ahead. And he dominated. They didn't outlaw the sweep. You know, it's up to you to figure out how to stop someone. And if you want to do it yourself, figure out how you can do it. It's pretty obvious how they do it. They're just good at it. And I think it's wrong to outlaw it, even if it is the Eagles.
Well, don't you also think it's wrong that they're allowed to push, but on a defensive side, the linebackers, for example, aren't allowed to push the D linemen?
I guess Frankie Louvu is airborne for this.
Right. If you're going to do that, let the defense push.
That'd be fine with me. Yeah. I mean, maybe that's the counter that you can do. But if someone's doing it well and beating you with it, it's not their fault. It's your fault. So quit being sour. Just go ahead and let the play go. They won't be able to do this forever because the personnel will age out. They have unique people to do this. It's not so hard that no one else can do it. They just want to cry about it and outlaw it.
Right. Overall, were you surprised, or do you think it's a net win for the franchise that they have so many sort of primetime games and standalone games and that sort of thing?
Well, yeah, it takes them back to the national spotlight more. I mean, it sucks for us who have to cover them, but it elevates this team back into the national spotlight that's been void. And basically TV overcompensated by saying, all right, finally a new, you know, one of the old Giants is back and we can use them again. That's why they got so many TV games coming up. Like I said, it's a little hard on the players, but look at Kansas City. They'll play any day of the week and still win.
Are you working on your Spanish, or are you going to head to Spain?
Thinking about it, you know. We'll see how much dinero I have in the end, but it'd be a unique opportunity to go. So I'm hoping, but we'll see.
Hey, Rick, I'm checking out @Snide_remarks on Twitter. How are the pizza reviews going? And a little birdie told me you have a caveman cookbook that's out. Can you give us details on that?
Yeah. I mean, people started bugging me again about, you haven't had a pizza review in a while. Sorry, I've been trying to eat healthier, you know. But I even ate a healthy pizza. It was all right. But nothing like, you know, the regular pizzas. And I had an old book in 2000 called Secrets of Caveman Cooking. I pitched it as a joke. Some publisher bought it. I had to do it. Well, you get your rights back after so many years on books and all, long story. But I'm reissuing it. It might be out on Amazon today or definitely by tomorrow on it. And Secrets of Caveman Cooking is all outdoor cooking.
Any new twist to it, or are you just regurgitating your old crap?
Oh, no, there's new stuff.
Very good.
You know, you guys replay your old shows, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Fair.
We do what we have to do. But, no, there's a bunch of new recipes and new technologies that I talk about. And I have an AI image I created that's just, you know, really great.
Right.
So I used AI for my own benefit. So Secrets of Caveman Cooking will be up on Amazon next day or so.
All right, so I got to get your take on journalism. You're a horse racing guy. We had Greenberg on. We didn't have you on. We had Greenberg on before the Derby, and he wasn't super high on journalism. I think he finished second. That was kind of a sloppy track that day. And then that race at the Preakness, I didn't see it live, but I finally saw it the next day. I watched the whole, you know, 3 minutes. One of the more remarkable races I've ever seen. Just give us your take on that. Does that rank as one of the all-time greats for you? And then if it was like a normal day, would journalism have fared even better in the Derby?
All right, so I think journalism is a quality horse. There's no doubt. The Derby, I thought, even though it was sloppy, was a fair track.
Okay.
Nobody really got messed with it.
Okay.
So he got beat by Sovereignty. It was just better.
Just got beat. Okay.
And journalism is first blocked at the top of the stretch of the Preakness. I thought, he's not going to have the room to get through. And then he gets bumped really hard.
Yeah.
And then he just takes off. So I don't know if I'd make it one of the great wins. The time wasn't anything special, but it was gameness. And this is why you don't bet horses off of numbers like some people like to do. You bet them off of who's got the game in them. And that horse did. The two horses are expected to meet in the Belmont. It's going to be a great race. I would think Journalism, I think, is the better horse. But Sovereignty, I took him in the post parade because he looked like a warrior. So those two could really fight each other out and see what happens up at the Belmont. But both were impressive horses.
I mean, both of those instances that you mentioned, him kind of like wedging himself through there, forcing his way through like three or four horses, right? Where he got bumped and he just wedged his way in. And then that burst, I thought both of those instances were remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, that's why he was the favorite. I mean, this horse, he's a pro. You can see it in him. He's a pro. I mean, I look a lot at body language of horses. That's how I grew up learning how to do mess with them. And this horse, he's an athlete. And he's also like a confident athlete. He knows what's going on in the track. So Sovereignty just was a better horse that day on him. And he's a legit, he was basically the second choice in the Derby. So
right.
He wasn't a fluke.
Was it journalism we were talking about the other day? What horse was it that the jockey got in trouble for whipping him too many times?
That was Sovereignty's horse, wasn't it?
Sovereignty?
I think it was. He got fined $60,000 for excessive whip on it. I guess he got carried away. But the jockeys win $250,000. That's their payday.
Right.
For winning these kind of races. So, I mean, $60,000 sucks, but still made a lot of money,
right?
On it. And they do try to, some jockeys just hit the horses too much, and they're just, this is abuse. They do have limits.
What is the number like six times? It sounded like a pretty low number.
How many times he hit them?
Yeah,
I didn't see the number, but I watched it. Yeah, he could have done it less, and that's the stewards don't do this arbitrarily. I mean, you really have to do a bad job for them to do that. So.
What do you mean you have to do a bad? What are you talking about?
Well, are you whipping a horse because it's encouraging him to win, or are you just too excited and just doing it as a matter of fact? You're supposed to just use the whip a little if he's not
down the stretch, right?
Yeah, mostly. I mean, it does sting a little, I'm sure, but it's supposed to encourage him, but you're not supposed to dominate the horse. And a lot of times, guys whip him too much in losses, trying to. Get more out of them, and it's not worth it. So that's why they try to protect the animals here.
All right, Rick, good stuff. It's Rick Snyder. Rick Snyder's watching at Snide_remarks on Twitter. Always great catching up.
All right, guys. See you.
Yep. All right, thanks,
good talking,
buddy.
To you, man.
Later in the show, Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, will join us. He'll jump on at 9:00. Coming up next, what's happened to these New Orleans escapees?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know, I just quickly wanted to say, when we were talking about whipping that horse, I think I've told you this story before, but when I was a kid, my parents took us, I think it was to Sugarloaf Mountain, and we rented horses. And I rented a horse. His name was Molasses. It's probably every horse for something like that.
Sure.
And immediately they gave me the whip, and I was just whipping his ass like crazy. And the lady was losing her mind.
Why would they give a kid a whip?
They
for
gave
a horse?
Kid. They gave like a 12-year-old kid a whip.
Doesn't make any sense.
Let's go, Molasses. Let's go. And they were so bitter about that. And that was 40 years ago,
right?
So I didn't know there were limitations in a horse race about it, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that works.
I think that's a newer thing.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't want to whip your horse a lot because it won't respond
It'll
to the whip.
It'll become immune to it.
Yes,
yeah,
it
yeah.
won't respond to the whip if you're doing it often.
Right, right. And you usually don't see them do it until basically down the stretch when they need them to go.
Yes.
Well, kick.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, I just thought that was funny. I always, whenever I think of a horse and a whip, I think of Molasses and how bitter the lady was that I couldn't control myself. Cakes.
Yeah.
I had a little ADHD.
You had to go to the whip yeah. immediately.
Yeah. The world's slowest horse.
Yeah.
Too, for sure. All right, so what's going on with these New Orleans escapees? I barely followed it. I saw the governor speaking or whatever. At one point, I thought there were 9 of 10 that had escaped and
so
that were
10,
still on the loose.
So 10 inmates escaped on Friday. This is a little Shawshanky.
How did they do it?
They cut a hole behind a toilet. They got help from an employee.
Inside job.
All right.
Inside job.
Three people that worked at the prison are now on suspension.
The hole.
What did they do? They gave them tools?
If you look at the hole, it's pretty small. Here's a picture.
They shut off water.
They shut off the water for the toilet. So behind the toilet, they cut a hole in the wall, and then they wrote messages to, I guess, the warden. I mean, there's a couple messages here. I'm innocent. We too easy. T.O. Okay, so botched spelling. LOL. Suck.
It's funny.
Right.
You can figure that one out.
That they're taunting their captors.
Right.
Basically saying, yes. Too easy to break out of your flimsy jail.
Right. So they broke out. The one which amazed me. So 4 out of 10 have been
apprehended.
Apprehended, and they're back in jail.
Now, are those people that were escapees, or are those three of them people that were employees?
Four of the 10 escaped inmates have been arrested.
All right.
One of them, Kendall Miles, he couldn't keep it in his pants. He went on IG Live and did a video.
Bragging about it.
He said, "I'm fresh out."
Right.
How did he get a phone all of a sudden?
I mean, what? Hook up with
did he
boys.
Break out and go right to an AT&T store?
I believe they found one of the most recent escapees sleeping in the French Quarter.
Yeah, one of them was in an abandoned house.
Makes sense, right?
But yeah, they definitely found a couple on Bourbon Street. Yeah.
What are the guys wearing?
Bourbon Street is attractive.
I mean, I can't imagine a worse decision than going to one of the most populated streets in America. Cameras,
where you go to someone in a hurricane to celebrate,
people, though, right? You go to where there's homeless people, probably, wouldn't you? But I would think.
I would get out of New Orleans.
You'd go away from the crowds. Yeah. You try to get to like a desolate area, I would think.
This kid, Miles, he just got together with his boys, the way it's described. He escaped. He was live on IG with his crew. Quote, "I'm fresh out." But they got a few of them just on Bourbon Street with facial recognition.
Wow. Man, Big Brother's everywhere, bro. You can't.
Yeah, I mean, the worst place to go is a major city. Wow. But if you escape from jail.
So they could just check city cameras.
Those dudes, they should have been like dodging gators down in the bayous where there's no people. Instead, they went right to Bourbon Street. They had to go to a voodoo shop. They had to get whippets and drink beers out on the street with all the tourists.
Now, are these
so the sheriff? The sheriff there said it's almost impossible for anybody to get out of the facility without help. As Cakes mentioned, one of the guys who was arrested. The employees just shut the water off.
And they also did the old, they brought a blanket out to the barbed wire fence, threw the blanket over the barbed wire so they could scale the fence.
Right. Genius.
It is genius.
Genius.
By the way, if all you need is a blanket to defeat barbed wire, you need to find another plan.
Right.
If it's a ratty old blanket from your basement helps you escape the prison, you need to upgrade your security measures.
Was it a maximum security prison, medium security? What was it? Were these guys like hardened criminals, or they got, you know, like drunk drivers?
I've just seen it as a New Orleans jail.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I've seen the picture of the hole.
Yeah. So they squeeze through the hole, they get through the bowels of the building, and then what do they do?
How about the 10 inmates that escaped face serious charges, including attempted murder, aggravated assault, and second-degree murder.
All right. I think one of the guards who helped is saying that one of the escapees threatened to stab him.
Right, if he didn't help.
If he didn't help.
Right.
That's got to be the worst job in the world.
Worst job ever.
Well, how about one of the guys charged with attempted first-degree murder, domestic abuse, aggravated assault? Another, previously convicted of second-degree murder, for the shooting deaths of two individuals during Mardi Gras in 2018. Others have attempted second-degree murder, burglary charges, armed robbery. Like, these are not, you know, like white-collar criminals.
Right.
These are not guys in for tax evasion.
It is a maximum security prison. It's right by the Superdome. If you look at some of the pictures.
Isn't that a rough neighborhood?
It's like a bunch of big buildings.
Yeah.
That's the jail right there.
Yeah, that's wild. So, but hold on. So let's say they cut a hole out. They're in the bowels of the building. Where do they go from there? I wouldn't even know where to go.
Then you go to the prison yard and you go for the fence and you climb the fence.
You do it like at night and you just hope the guards are sleeping.
They don't.
Don't they have like a gun tower or something?
Aren't guys watching the fence like with shotguns and rifles? Like. Aren't you afraid of getting shot?
It's a jail, though. It's different than...
Yeah, it's not like a big penitentiary, a huge complex.
Enough that they have the barbed wire. Don't they all don't have watchtowers? That's not a thing? That's just like
jails?
The movies? Yeah.
No. I mean, they have guards and you know, people watching doors and things like that, but not... A lot of them are just in buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it could be downtown here in D.C. or something. You would have no idea.
That's exactly true. What it looks like. It just looks like regular buildings.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wild. Well, I just don't know. What a terrible life. The life on the lamb cakes. I mean, I guess it's pretty terrible in prison, too.
Yeah, I would take life outside of prison, dodging the authorities, rather than being trapped in a cage with 1,000 other inmates.
I'd rather be a fugitive than someone's girlfriend.
Yeah, well, that's for sure.
100%.
But I figure I would be a fugitive for a couple hours.
Has anybody here tried an escape room?
Never.
I did an appearance in an escape room. It was butt hard. it was not easy. We needed a lot of assistance, a lot of help.
There's one right across from the Potbelly that I frequent.
Yeah, I went to the one in National Harbor. They're I did super it like popular. A year and a half ago.
They're super popular party spots.
Yeah.
But I have no interest.
What stumped you?
Basically everything.
Everything?
Yeah, it was butt hard. I'm telling you, it was difficult.
I think when teams are struggling in the escape room, they'll just open the door. Let you go to the next one.
Start giving clues.
Sure. Yeah.
Obvious clues.
Yeah.
Have you checked above the door for the key?
Yeah, I think they do that. It's like the key is in the fruit bowl.
Have you looked beneath the mat?
But I mean, imagine you escape from prison or jail, whatever it is, and you're in, you know, let's say you're not in an orange jumpsuit, but you're in some terrible, like...
Well, I think these guys were in jumpsuits.
Prison pajamas.
They found them discarded, like, outside of the jail.
So what are they doing? Running around naked? No, in your underwear?
I don't know.
Like, what? How do you get clothes?
You go into a store and you steal some, or you steal some off a person? I don't know.
You go to one
you
of
shake
your boys.
Somebody down
and then
if you know somebody in the city, you go to somebody's house and get some clothes, and then you go on your way. You keep evading the authorities until you're caught.
Probably need cash too. You definitely need cash.
You need money. You gotta get an ID at some point.
So the escape wasn't discovered until 8:30 in the morning,
right?
The next day. So inmates are normally in lockdown at that facility at 10:30 p.m. They are able to escape because of defective locks on the cells. They had the hole in the wall. They wrote too easy, LOL.
Right.
If I'm running a prison and or a jail, on the top of my priority list is going to be effective locks. You better have good locks on the doors and the cells. Because if you don't, chaos. Everything goes to hell.
One of the escapees was captured after deputies found him hiding under a car.
Right,
at a hotel parking garage.
Well, of course. Where are you going to go? I would just be hiding under a car, too. I wouldn't know what to do.
Well, he's probably trying to break into one and maybe...
Carjack somebody.
Carjack something or someone.
Yeah.
You need transportation. You got to get out of the area.
You got to leave New Orleans immediately.
You know what? You should have hopped on a steamboat. A lot of steamboats down there.
Go down or up the Mississippi?
Yeah.
Probably have to go up the Mississippi because you can't really go much further down. I mean, that's where the Mississippi ends.
Look, as intriguing as this is, it's nowhere near as intriguing as the one with the woman prison guard that was banging the guy.
And this they one's went pretty off intriguing.
Better than that one?
No, that was pretty saucy.
You know, like a 20-year employee, and then she turns out she's just going to ruin her life off with this criminal for a couple weeks.
That was intriguing.
And then kill herself?
That was intriguing because of the sexcapades.
Yes.
This is intriguing because of the number of inmates.
Yeah.
Like, having 9 inmates escape a prison is...
It's wild,
that's,
dude.
Yeah.
Well, it sounded like one of the prison staffers aided them because...
Oh, yeah.
That person was in fear of being shanked by one of the inmates.
This was poor planning from the inmates because obviously word got out of the prison break. And if you're having 9 people break out with you, that's you just need to be.
Well, you got to split up.
Yeah.
Of course. They had to split up right away. That's why they're not all busted.
Probably the most daring prison break I remember, or brazen. In the movies, of course, because everything I know is from the movies. It's from the original Superman with Christopher Reeve, where Lex Luthor busts out of prison via hot air balloon. what are the odds of that happening in real life?
Right.
Where it just drops down into the courtyard, throw a ladder out of the basket, he climbs into it, busts out of prison.
No,
I mean, that's silence, one way to do it.
Silence of the Lambs asking for an extra meal.
Then
killing someone and pretending it's you to get out.
Yeah, and then he killed 2 guards in the process.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one, too. It's pretty solid.
Or about The Rock. I mean, escaping Alcatraz and then having to escape back in. Like you're Sean Connery.
I've only seen The Rock once. I haven't retained much about it. Ed Harris also in that, I believe.
My advice would be, if you're a prisoner and you happen to escape, don't go on Instagram Live bragging about it.
That's probably not the best move.
People do that all the time. They murder their girlfriend, then they go on IG Live.
Crazy.
This is nutty.
800-636-1067 is the number. We got Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, joining us coming up at 9 o'clock next. Could the Commanders become America's team?
All right, guys. Summer's almost here. Is your backyard ready? Offenbacher's could help you turn into the ultimate staycation spot during their Memorial Day sale going on now. Right now, get up to 40% off beautiful, high-quality outdoor furniture. Perfect for lounging and entertaining all season long. Looking to unwind? Save big with instant rebates on hot tubs, up to $1,000 off. Or you could go all in with a swim spa. Get up to $1,500 off instantly. Just visit Offenbacher's today. You got them in Herndon, Annapolis, Gainesville, and Rockville. Check them out at Offenbacher's.com. Offenbacher's, your backyard better.
Welcome back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. We've got Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, joining us at 9 o'clock.
It's good.
You know, we haven't mentioned Josh Harris's success of late. Got the Commanders going good, right?
Correct.
Devils made the playoffs. They got bounced out quickly.
They got waxed in the first round.
But his soccer team,
Crystal Palace,
they won a big tournament over the weekend. What was it called? I'm botching it.
Drabby, anyway, you're the soccer head.
Do you know the name of the tournament it was?
Crystal Palace. What did they won something? That
Crystal Palace won the FA Cup.
There we go.
The FA Cup.
What is the FA Cup?
FA Cup is, so you have the Premier League, which is like their standard league,
mm-hmm.
with all the top teams. The FA Cup is every club in England gets a chance to win the trophy.
It's an annual knockout.
Regardless of what league you're in.
Regardless of the league, they all work their way through it. It's an elimination tournament.
So it sounds like Manchester City. It was a shocker. Beat them 1-0 in the final on Saturday. So Josh Harris got a huge win there as his team took care of business. Crystal Palace.
How much is that team worth?
I don't know a lot about Crystal Palace.
I think it's probably worth a lot, but he only owns 10%, I think. I don't think he's a majority owner.
Oh, okay. All right, but still, he still gets a little credit. Why not?
Hey, if we were 1/100th of an owner of any franchise, we would hype it up. Yeah,
we own 1% of the Whipsnakes.
We're supposed to own a percentage of the Whipsnakes.
We're owners of the Whipsnakes.
So we own 1% collectively as a unit?
Verbal agreement, Paul Rabel. It's on record. I'm an owner. You're an owner. Drab's an owner.
They reached out to us yesterday.
I'd like to see some sort of dividends or perks for being an owner. Now we have gotten merch, which is great. Well,
we were in the finals last year.
It's true. It's a very good point. Our valuation's never been higher.
I mean, it's true. Well, we have to embrace it. I think we have to adopt them more.
Now I'm looking up.
If we really want to cash in, we got to adopt them more, to be honest.
Sure. Crystal Palace's net worth from what I just looked up, $312 million.
Oh, okay. Didn't I read that Ryan Reynolds?
This one says $780 million.
Yeah, they got to be worth more than that.
Okay.
Didn't I read that Ryan Reynolds, that trash team that he bought, that like ascended quickly?
He's blown them up.
Wrecks them, right?
Like worth like $1 billion or something?
Yeah, it was a great investment, apparently.
Like they were literally hot garbage when
he bought
them.
Him and the dude from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia are geniuses.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Him and Mac from It's Always Sunny, which, by the way, is a really good show. I don't know why you guys sleep.
I've watched a few episodes. I didn't get into it.
It's pretty funny.
It's all right.
It's pretty good.
Maybe I should commit more time to it.
I do enjoy it, but I also like most dumb comedy, and that fits the bill.
All right, so his wife, Josh Harris's wife, is Marjorie Harris, and mm-hmm. she had some interesting comments. It's very brief about where the Commanders are in terms of popularity in the NFL.
We have so much to look forward to. And look, the Commanders are America's team. And so what better place to have the NFL draft than in the mall?
I don't like that she's stealing the whole America's team thing from the Cowboys. The Cowboys have owned that moniker for decades. It feels a little desperate to me.
That's fine. She's just trying to say in nation's capital.
I understand that part of it.
But could they become America's team in this regard? A lot of people would argue right now that America's team is the Kansas City Chiefs. Mm-hmm. They're the most popular team. The most eyeballs go to Kansas City Chiefs games. That's why they're getting all of the primetime games. We talked to the guy from the NFL that does the NFL schedules, Mike North the other day.
I would argue we're the sexiest team.
Could the sexiest team become America's team? I think you got to win Super Bowls. So the Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes. You've got big names like Travis Kelce. You got the Taylor Swift thing. But the biggest thing is they've won a bunch of Super Bowls. So that's the next level. I think if you get that and you have the sexy players, EB, then you can be at least America's team for a while, right? You build a really popular team, which I think that they're becoming. It's shown by the amount of primetime games they're given. I think you can become that. We put it up as our Surfside poll of the day.
Still don't like it.
Surfside iced tea and vodka, Surfside lemonade and vodka. They're the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety 8-packs to your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Do you think the Commanders can become America's team? Doesn't mean you're going to have the label. The Cowboys are always going to have that label. Mm-hmm. But I think the reality is the Chiefs right now are America's team. Could you supplant the Chiefs? Sure. I mean, you've got a great quarterback like they have, the formula, right?
If they
have other marketable players,
right,
adding Deebo Samuel to the mix. But you got to win, and you got to win consistently. Can they do that? We're going to see. We all think they're going to win a bunch of games this year.
I'm on record saying they're going to win 13 games this year. That may be a little bit aggressive, but If Jaden Daniels keeps getting better, you've added to the offense. You've upgraded the offensive line. Now, the defense could still use some tweaks, and pass rusher is still a big question mark. But this should be a team that wins double-digit games and is in the mix for a playoff spot.
All right,
just like they were last year.
800-636-1067. Led Tear, or Led Tear, who tweets us often, says, yeah. Being America's team does not mean you now no longer suck every year. It means you have fans all over the country, and there are many teams far ahead of the Skins in that count. Steelers, Raiders, Cowboys, Eagles, Patriots, to name a few. Here's what I'd say, though. You can find different accounts on this, but I have seen that in 2025, that is this year, Jaden Daniels' jersey is number one.
I know.
Other things will say other people, but I have seen at least one story about Jaden Daniels' jersey being number one.
Right.
So if you have a young player like Jaden Daniels, who's a phenom, the team's popularity can increase all across the country.
100%. And work with me on this. Now, the wrinkle in my, what I'm trying to formulate is Pat Mahomes, okay? Because Pat Mahomes is, he's the guy, right? He's the most marketable, the most famous. He's so versatile. He's so dynamic. But, like, I think of Lamar, right? And Lamar's all of those things. But I'm not sure, Valdez, maybe this is unfair. And I'm not in Baltimore, so I don't see Lamar interviewed all the time. I see him after games. I don't feel like he's got the most riz. Like, he seems like a fairly quiet guy. And I think Jaden's quiet, too.
I think he kind of has it.
You do?
But I don't think
on the field he does.
I don't think he's... No, but I think he kind of has it in his persona. I really do.
Okay, then maybe I'm missing it. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't think he puts himself out there.
I want to argue that Jaden just seems to have this star quality to him. This riz. Mm-hmm. And Lamar's better. Lamar's done it more. He's more proven. But if Jaden continues on this ascension, I want to say that Jaden can become the Michael Jordan of the league. Now, the wrinkle in all that is the fly in the ointment is Pat Mahomes already kind of is. And Lamar is. But I feel like Jaden has a little more riz.
Well, Jaden has the potential.
Are you with me?
He's younger than those guys, too. He's got more runway.
No,
he's
got more runway.
I would say Lamar has much more riz than Jaden. Jaden's very more soft-spoken than
He's a soft-spoken guy, but he's got this smile. He's got this smile that's just amazing, I think. Maybe I'm wrong.
800-636-1067. I think, again, you can't be America's team label. That's always going to be the stupid Dallas Cowboys star.
They've owned it for
years.
And
the cheerleaders. That's what it's going to be. And, you know, as much as we don't want to give them the props on having all those fans, Mike North, who... he's an expert in this field, came on and said, well, there's a reason the Cowboys are playing in the opener because they're still America's team.
They bring a lot of eyeballs to the table. And, of course, all the TV networks and the streamers, they want that. They
but
want
before
that
Patrick
audience.
Mahomes, Kansas City wasn't that. When Alex Smith was throwing balls to Travis Kelce, they weren't popular like this. What made him popular? Well, winning Super Bowls, Patrick Mahomes, and then taking it to another level, Taylor Swift.
Yeah. It certainly hasn't hurt.
Hey. Get Jaden hooked up with somebody, some super popular singer.
Yeah, something to allow
something
that
the
happen.
Mom approves of.
Unfortunately, his mama ain't going to allow
it.
Got to
go through the
happen.
Gatekeeper.
Mama Daniel said that he can date.
Yeah, right. As long as she approves. As long as she's there in the back seat.
Make sure there's no shenanigans going on.
No shenanigans, exactly. Anyway, I definitely think we have a chance. I think we're the sexiest team in the league. I think we have a chance to, if not become America's team, become certainly one of the most popular teams and one of the, I can't believe that more people watch the Cowboys than any other team across the country. I find that hard to believe, but I guess the numbers are what they are. I feel like the Commanders can get there.
This tweet from Commander Squad CLT says the Commanders shouldn't want to be known as America's team. But the Team America wants to win. The Chiefs were that team. The Lions are now. Dallas is the Team America roots to lose each week.
Ooh, there might be something to that. Dallas, they're like the bad boys.
I think people do. A lot of people will watch Dallas, hopefully to watch them lose.
Yeah.
I think there is something to that. And that I think, probably brings something to the table.
I mean, Detroit has been exciting the last couple of years. Just it's so damn productive. But nobody's excited about Jared Goff. There's nothing exciting about
also
him.
Also, before like 2 or 3 years ago, nobody was seeking out the Detroit Lions
right.
to watch them on TV.
Well, nobody was seeking out us
either. Schedule them in national games. Yeah, of course.
Nobody was seeking the
they
skids
were
out.
Downtrodden.
But I certainly think we have a chance to become the team that the country wants to watch.
Let us know if you agree or not. 800-636-1067. Marjorie Harris, that's Josh Harris's wife, says the Commanders are America's team already. What do you think? We'll take more of your calls next here on the Junkies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.